Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
The music has fit the mood today. It's a tough one. It is a tough one here. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all your phone calls here. Your reaction, Blame Game Monday, as Eagles blow a 21-point lead for the first time and lose a game since Andy Reid's first game as Eagles coach. Hugh, you were on the field for that one. So you're personally responsible for two of these things.
Why'd you do that, Hugh?
I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking.
I did look up your stats in that game this morning just to see if it was your fault. You seem to make a bunch of plays. I can't remember the game. It's a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
I would guess it wasn't really your fault.
No, it wasn't mine.
But we can just blame you. Anyway.
But you know, we're a cohesive.
He was doing what it takes to lose.
Yeah. We're a cohesive unit.
Us or the Eagles?
The Eagles.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that. We are. We're more than they are. All right, before we get back to the phone lines, let's go around the NFL yesterday in what was, other than the Eagles game, pretty entertaining Sunday of pro football. And a pretty good week for our guest to take, because I believe a certain someone said Shadur might be the future.
The future.
Well, he won his first start.
Dad was in the building.
Let's hear Shadur. He beat the Raiders.
You know, so a lot of people want to see me fail, and it ain't going to happen. You know, it ain't going to happen.
Well, I would.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean pump the brakes a little bit.
One game.
Yeah.
I mean, you did well.
He was 11-20.
I mean, but yeah, But I feel him. I feel him on that. He got the win.
Yeah.
You know, Myles Garrett had like, what, 20 sacks?
Oh, my gosh. They sacked Geno Smith so many times that they fired Chip Kelly immediately after the game.
You're out of here.
But he's been taking a lot. Bags.
Listen, dude, there's been a couple times where I read some story where he changed Ashton Gentry's stance or whatever.
Who, Chip?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's time for Chip to just stay in college. Yeah,
what was Chip doing in the NFL again?
I don't know.
Stealing money.
Come on.
Just go back. By the way, Myles Garrett's going to break the sack record. He's going to break Michael Strahan's sack
record. By at least two or three, huh?
It's unbelievable. It's like he just racks up three a week. He was awesome yesterday. Speaking of awesome, more entertaining than I think any of us anticipated. You and I here were watching this during the pregame show yesterday. The Lions-Giants game, which the Lions came back and won, and they needed that game. But the Giants put up a fight, including, if you're watching on YouTube, you'll see this. You're going to hear it here. Jameis Winston playing quarterback these days for the Giants because Dart is hurt, caught a touchdown, and he had some moves on this one.
Another trick play as Olszewski throws. Whoa! It's caught. Olszewski with the pass.
Whoa!
Into the end zone for a Giants touchdown. Jameis Winston.
That was crazy.
That was like, he caught that like the 20.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah, and then he stiff-armed the dude a little bit
spun.
And then took it to the house. Yeah, that was crazy.
What do we think in the offseason? Like, Jameis, second tight end
future
here?
Future tight end, bring him to the
he
birds.
He said he's going to do whatever he can do to help his team win. He don't want that blocking assignment, though. He ain't going to block nobody.
If we let Goddard walk, I'm just saying.
Our new tight end, Jameis Winston. That was a very entertaining game. All right, the night game last night, not very entertaining. That's because the Rams destroyed the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Hugh, the more I watch the Rams, the more I watch the Eagles, they just feel like they're pulling away. Now, again,
but they look like they're getting better.
Yeah. And
they're playing better.
The playoffs are a little while away, and last year at this time, I felt the Lions were pulling away, but then they had a million injuries, and then they blew it. So it doesn't mean that January is a foretold story already, but right now, Hugh, the Rams look like the best team.
Yeah, and they've evolved. I think that's the thing that people tend to forget when we look at these teams, man, the evolution of the squad. And they look better than they did when we played them. And unfortunately for us, we're still kind of stuck in mud.
They're just smacking teams.
Yeah.
And what we seem to be going backwards. And they're ascending.
I'm trying to be kind.
You don't have to be kind. You can be real.
We lost to the Cowboys yesterday. Yeah, nobody wants to hear kindness today.
Yeah, you're right. You don't. You're right.
Yeah. All right. So, a good day for Hugh for guest to take. What was your guest to take, Kyle?
The Chiefs are better than last year.
That was
a big win.
That was a
big win.
Entertaining game right down to the end.
Yeah, that came down to the wire.
Tough day for Hughes. Chiefs are going to miss the playoffs take.
I feel good about that, though.
Well, you should.
How? There's six
and five because
now.
It was a good game.
I mean, they just beat one of the top teams in the AFC.
Yeah, they was a good
came
game.
Came back.
It was a good game. Yeah, they won by the skin of their teeth.
Chiefs at Cowboys actually has some intrigue for Thursday.
I agree, and I wouldn't.
We pulling for the Chiefs?
Yes, of course. But
unless you're invested, hold on.
He was very invested in the stake.
Unless you're invested in the Chiefs missing the playoffs.
I'm not going to do that.
You can't root for the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. Cowboy, Doug, please.
I'm not going to do that.
Can't.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that.
I don't think that's going to be just an easy Chiefs win.
No, well, and what's interesting about it is the Chiefs just went into overtime and have to play on a Thursday. So the same thing for the Lions, right? Two teams that are playing on Thanksgiving just played overtime on a Sunday. That's a quick turnaround.
Can I say something that's probably not the right timing, but it's
oh yeah,
it's,
please.
It's factual.
Sure. What do you got?
Man, Dak a pretty good quarterback, man.
I know. I mean, I think anyone that's reasonable about football knows Dak's really good.
Yeah, I mean, and people gave me a lot of heat because he was the number one quarterback last week. Guess what? He probably
So here's my gripe with it.
What's the timing?
Well, 2 weeks in a row, you seem to put the quarterback the Eagles are about to face number one in your power ranking. So are you setting us up for Caleb Williams number one on Wednesday?
You know what's funny?
Just say it.
You know what's funny about that? I'm flattered that y'all think I put that much thought into my quarterback.
You do have a notebook. You have a notebook.
I'm flattered.
Well, God forbid you put out a serious list or, you know.
I am too flattered that y'all think that I was plotting and scheming to put him at top of the list.
Well, all I know is if Caleb Williams is number one, we got a big problem.
Nah, let me see what his QBR was before we get to that.
Yeah, who can Hugh put on his list this week that pisses everybody off?
He could put Dak at number one again.
Well,
definitely not going to do it. I don't know. Dak had a 130-something QBR? Let me see what Caleb.
Dak played well. I mean, I know was a bad pick in the end zone, but for the most part, Dak gave us problems. He usually does. Down in Dallas, he does. All right, 215-592-9494. What do you got?
Caleb might be in the running.
Stop.
Here we go.
Just saying.
He's going to do it. I know. 3 weeks in a row, he's going to have the Eagles' upcoming opponent quarterback number one.
I'm just saying. I'm just looking
at your Bears, Hugh.
You better lock in because this is a must-win Friday.
Oh, no, it is definitely.
And it's on you if we don't
get
this.
And we
got to
go shopping after this. We want to have a nice shopping time.
I'm not going shopping.
Nope, stop.
We're going shopping.
I'm not going shopping.
Going to the KOP.
Nobody does that anymore.
Yeah, people do go shopping. Have you been to the mall?
In person?
Yeah.
Not on Black Friday, man.
2025?
I'm going to go to Black Friday.
No, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
You're way too antisocial for that.
I'm not going to speak to anybody, but I'm going to go.
I'd be shocked if when the Eagles game ends, you're shopping Black Friday night. You're going to be asleep. It's going to be over at like 6.
That might be lofty.
Yeah, you cooked. All right, 215-592-949. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Mike in Newtown, up on WIP. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Mike.
Hugh.
Yes.
You were very light on your feet. You were a good tap dancer. I'm sure you don't want to give away any inside information you have, but I believe personally that Jalen is definitely a higher on a list of problems with the offense. I feel personally that he comes off as elitist. I don't think a lot of the guys like him. And I think he can't execute plays that they want to call. You can't have a different coordinator every year, every year, every year, and they're always the problem. It just, to me, doesn't make sense that it's always the coordinator. And I don't think they're going to fire Patullo because I don't think Hurts wants him gone, because then if there's an issue again, then who's he going to blame? Who's going to take the heat off of him? That's how I feel about it. What do you think?
Well, I don't know what you're trying to say. I've said what I said about Jalen. Jalen's been to two Super Bowls, right? Jalen has won a lot of football games. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're asking me, has Jalen evolved as a quarterback? Doesn't really look like that's the case when you look at the complexity or the lack thereof of this offense. Now, who is that to blame? I don't know. I can't sit here, and I'm not going to sit here and put that all on Jalen, because I don't think it's all on him. I think that the offensive coordinator is culpable, and I think the head coach is culpable. I think some of the players that he's playing with are culpable as well. There's been times where, you know, you can look at AJ and he looks lackadaisical when he's running his routes. Yep. So it's a whole – it's not – Jalen's not the end-all to be-all, if that's what you're trying to say. I don't think that's the case.
No. I'm not saying that. I just feel like – I feel like he is higher up. I think it's more even, let's say, spread out between the three. A lot of people I feel like are totally saying it's nothing to do with Jalen, but I think it is. And you know, I just feel like he's not that he's getting less blame than he should, but I just feel like, you know, we need to also look at, you know, he has to either, you know, step up, like you said, be the leader and take the blame off. Say, look, you know, hey, I'm not executing, I'm not doing it, because he's definitely 100% involved in what the game plan is going to be. There's no way. He's got more power than anybody over there, more than Nick, more than anybody. So
with that, Mike. He knows the game plan. He knows what they're planning to do. He knows it. He's not blind going into Sundays.
Right. And like, just, I don't know. I just feel like there's so many key plays like that sack. I know he was zoned in on AJ, but you got to get rid of that. But you cannot take that sack. It's just certain things. And, like, you know, just, I don't know. I just feel like he doesn't get the ball to the guy over in the middle. It's like, forget it. It's like, you know, it's like the floor is lava when you're a kid. Like, God forbid you throw the ball in the middle of the field. You know, you just don't see it. I don't know.
Yeah, and we didn't see. Yeah, we saw it a little bit yesterday, but in general, Mike, good phone call. It's not what he does. Again, there's still a bunch of football left to be played and the postseason, so the story's not written. But I'd be fascinated to have truth serum with Howie to what he thinks of Jalen's season. Because, I mean, you look at some of the numbers, Hugh, updated numbers. I know there's two quarterbacks that have to play tonight. You were mentioning, you know, Bryce Young and Brock Purdy still have to play tonight. But everyone else has played, and we are now about to enter week 13. Here's where Hurts ranks. Yards, 17th. Success rate, 22nd. Yards per attempt, 10th. Yards per completion, 15th. QBR, 14th. Sack percentage, 22nd. Completion percentage, 12th. I mean, he's only top 10 in one thing.
Yeah.
Everything else is teens or 20s.
And that's, like, to me, it's fair to look at Jalen and say, hey, you're a good quarterback. Jalen's history has already been written. Everything that Jalen has accomplished already, you can't take that away from him. And I would never try to do that. I would never try to do that. But when you talk about, to me, the evolution of the quarterback, like if I'll even go as far as say this, if Jalen feels that Nick is holding him back or Petullo, he needs to say that because he has that cachet. He has that cachet, if that's the case. But to say in one breath, the offense looks like it looks because I want it to look that way, and then in the next say, hey, you got to ask somebody else. Nah, you can't have it both ways.
I just know this. You said his history is what it is, right? Like, he's accomplished a lot.
Yeah, he has.
But what is his future? Like, is this a bad rut because of maybe the coordinator, the O-line, the coach, the schedule? Or is this what he's becoming? Because I've seen enough of Eagles history. No, they're not gonna sit around and watch an offense stink for years on end, right? Mm-hmm. Like, maybe one down year. But basically what I'm saying is if the season ends like this with the quarterback, they're either going to get a new offensive scheme, a new coach, or they're going to consider drafting a quarterback. The Eagles don't just sit on their hands.
Damn, Joe.
What do you think? Eagles history the last 20 years, when the offense is this bad, what do? They don't bring everyone back.
Yeah. Damn, Joe. The new quarterback. I was reckless. I ain't go there yet, though, but I mean, damn. Okay.
You might as well.
Nah. Not there yet.
So if the season ends and they don't get to the Super Bowl, don't get close, and Jalen ends not top 10 in anything, they're just going to be cool with the run it back?
Well, I think
they would consider drafting a quarterback somewhere. Let me say it this way. Somewhere in the first couple of days
of
the draft.
That would be telling.
Yeah.
I'll say this, and I'm going to say this again.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think that this came at the right time. Unfortunately for us, it feels bad. But you have to do some soul searching because, let's be honest, Eagles fans, we've been talking about this offense being stagnant for weeks. But it really wasn't a big deal because they were winning, right? And so we didn't really care what it looked like. And we defended who we defended, or we threw who we wanted to throw under the bus. But now, everybody in that over there at the NovaCare, what's that song, that Michael Jackson song, Looking at the Man in the Mirror? Yes. Got to look at the man in the mirror. And everybody has something. Uh-huh. Everybody got something to do with this. I'm looking at the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. That's what I'm saying, man. This is.
Uh-huh. So I'm happy. But who's the man?
All of them.
But that's men.
Okay, Menzies.
Single someone out, Hugh.
No, it's not.
Who's
it's not
the
about.
Man?
It's just not one about one person. It's not, because we've all listen. AJ, we vilified AJ for saying it the way that he said it. Mm-hmm. But AJ been saying for weeks this ain't right, and then Jalen comes back and he says, "Hey, it looked like I wanted to look. Sit your ass down and don't catch any of these passes. don't just run these routes for the love, for the love of the game."
Now, he got a bunch of catches yesterday, and then it's 40 points. So.
But and now a lot of people say, you know, and there's a narrative out there, because I've heard this too. Mm-mm. Oh, it's AJ's fault because we got him involved. It don't help. I'm not going to lie. It don't help when AJ smiling and
giggling. I don't need the giggles after the game.
That didn't help.
There's a time and place for giggles, and that's not it. All right, who deserves more blame for the Eagles' loss yesterday, the coaches or the players? How do you think the voting's going down on this one, Hugh?
The coaches.
72% coaches, 28%
players.
Because
people are mad.
Yeah, we should have put Hugh Douglas as one of the options in there.
No, it is funny,
you
right?
You would have got a lot of heat.
Yeah, it's funny, right? Because we've been spiraling towards this for weeks.
Yes,
right?
And we've all been trying to say it. But you were like, well, they keep winning.
But they do. And I always said that it's going to be okay until they don't win.
It's okay until it's not okay.
Yes.
And today it's not okay.
Today is not okay.
Mm-mm. Let's go to Frank in Savannah. What's up, Frank?
How you guys doing? I actually agree with both of you. The biggest thing to me, though, that was disappointing was Saquon saying they wanted it more. And there's no bigger example than that punt return where we fumbled. Sidney Brown lays somebody out three times. He gets right back up. Sidney Brown stays there, and they recovered the ball. The defense bailed us out. But, like, we didn't want that more. We could have put the nail in the coffin yesterday. The coaches, I mean, you want to talk about scheme, that's one thing. But I was in the Army. You know, you got to be ready for war. You only get 17 of these things. And they didn't do anything. I mean, it's just, they literally got a lead, and then they just let off.
I am, Frank, I agree with you. Yesterday during the game, the first watch of the game, I saw the replay, and I saw the guy get knocked down, but I didn't realize till this morning that the same guy that got knocked down three times got up to make that play on Gibson. It showed what Saquon was saying. They wanted it more, Dallas, yesterday.
And that's the kind of team, I'm not saying it's going to happen. In fact, I think that Dallas is going to miss the playoffs.
Me too.
But If heaven forbid somehow they make the playoffs and we see him again, it's like the Mets last year. They know, like, they stole our soul yesterday. It was so embarrassing. I'm a mobile diesel mechanic now. I literally didn't go out to a customer job site today. I rescheduled to next week because I was worried I was going to lose my stuff on him. Like, because he's a Cowboys fan. He flew out there yesterday with 31 dudes on a plane. Really weird. Just dudes. But anyway, it's like... Oh man!
I think you did the right thing today, Frank. Little mental health day. Get yourself back together, Frank. Good phone call. How about that? Frank had to take the day off. I mean, I get it.
Yeah, it's one of them days, man. I mean, you look at it, and everybody mad at everybody.
Mostly you.
They can be mad at me.
Yeah, our Twitter question was sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. John in Belmar's up. What's up, John?
Okay. What are we looking at? We saw that game yesterday, and you saw a team that had no momentum. That game looked like in the first half, the score was going to be 60 to 10. I mean, they were fumbling. Dallas looked bad, really bad in the first half. I mean, they looked like they were a high school team. Now, how can they come back? You keep talking about the defense. Now, I'm not savvy as some of you guys, but all I know is what I saw, okay? At the end of the season last year, the quarterback got hurt, I believe, and they had this other guy in there. They went right down the field.
Tanner McKee.
Okay? Tanner McKee. Hugh calls him the future.
Okay. Now, in the preseason, now, you know, they're going to play second stringers and all that kind of stuff. But he's a tall guy, and this and that and the other, and it looks like he hits the open receivers. I mean, now, and he's not the athlete that the Hurts is. There's no Hurts is a great athlete. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's no question about it. But being an athlete and a quarterback is, you know, there's some other things that have to go along with it. Now, when all this stuff is going on, and you see, and one of you guys mentioned the Phillies, these are on. You mentioned you saw the same thing all season and was never corrected. Now, there's no question they're not going to go anywhere. You're playing to get the Super Bowl. That's the whole thing.
Yep.
But they gotta go with something. I mean, it's even the coordinator, this and that and the other. They gotta go with it. The guy's not. Let's see what happens. Now I might be wrong. All I know is what I saw last year, the end of the season, and I saw some preseason. And I know that they're playing second string, this and that and the other. But and also I think we got some great receivers. That kid is. He's as skinny as a rail. He is.
That catch was awesome. He is a tremendous. John, listen.
He's unbelievable.
He is. He's great. Yeah.
You just got to pray with the way he's built that somebody don't break him in half because he don't have much. He looks like he's a rail bird running out there. But I'm telling you, with these kind of guys, they talk about Brown. People want Brown. He's no loser. I mean, you got to see, and what has to do with the quarterback?
I mean, John, listen.
And you know, sometimes when you're on the bench, now I played. I didn't play. I played semi-pro, but it's that I'm 86 years old. Okay, but they had momentum, they had everything, and you know, I'm telling you, when my half was over, I mean, I didn't see every minute. But it looked like it wasn't even going to be worth it watching the second half.
Well, it wasn't. I mean, John, actually, it was worse than you could even imagine. John, good phone call. All right, 1:20 on Monday, our first Start McKee phone call.
No, that ain't going to happen unless Jalen get hurt. You're not going to do that, man. You're not going to do that.
You said he was the future.
I said that years ago.
It was last year.
Okay, so now is the future then.
The future's arrived.
You don't do that. Like,
what did you mean by the future?
Like he's gonna have an opportunity to play. I thought, you know, to
but
be
John
honest,
and him are like the same age.
I thought
something
that
tells me
he was going to be, you know, I thought we was gonna get a first round draft pick for him from the Saints.
Well, you wanted the ninth overall pick.
Yeah, I wanted that pick. They didn't believe
a little heavy.
They didn't believe. But because if you go to Tanner, ain't no coming back. All that money that Jalen make, you ain't about to do
that. I'm going
to
throw a question at you guys. Which of these two scenarios have you wondered privately more about? Again, this is just
privately.
Just
why are you asking me about what I'm doing in my private
this
time?
This is just between the three of us, okay? Just between the three of us. What have you wondered more about privately? What the offense would look like if Tanner was in? Or what the run game would look like if they gave Tank Bigsby the football?
Oh, no, neither one.
Oh, stop.
No,
this is just between us.
No, Hugh.
Come on, this is a private
conversation.
No, you know.
Safe space.
Can I wonder, since we're being honest?
I'll answer. I've wondered the Tank thing recently. I keep wondering.
Tank, because Blue Jeans put that in your head, man. Blue Jeans came in here and was putting that in people's head.
8 yards a carry. Yesterday, they can't run the football.
Forever he gets Blue Jeans.
Whatever, Blue Jeans or not, it's there. It's. How do you not think about
Blue
it?
Blue Jeans or not.
Which is your answer? Which do you think about more?
It was neither one of them.
Oh, you're lying.
It wasn't.
You forgot this is a private conversation.
No. I know it's not a private conversation.
It is. Mics are off.
Can I just be honest?
You're down. No one hears this. Odyssey app, all that stuff's
I'm going to get some heat for this, but you know, I got broad ass shoulders. I don't care nobody. You know the one that I thought that I wouldn't mind seeing with this talent?
Oh, boy.
Dak.
Oh, my gosh. You took my scenarios and you made it worse.
No. You asked the question. No,
You did it now.
No. Sit. Listen. Hear me out.
So you're privately wondering what Dak would look like in an Eagles uniform.
I looked. I was like, damn, Dak. Like, no. The reality is this. Look it up. Dak statistically is the best quarterback that the Dallas Cowboys have ever had.
Dak's good. Yeah.
That's a fact. The best.
Wow.
The best.
You're messy today.
Super.
Oh my God.
And I was wondering. I'm like, damn. Dak took that group. Like, George Pickens was on his route to AB. He was on the AB train. He was on the Antonio Brown train.
And
that's why they got rid
of
him. That's why they got rid of him. Think about it.
All pro. I know he's going to be an all pro.
Dak, I would, like, listen, it's not going to happen. Yeah, but when I was recklessly speculating.
This guy took a simple question and somehow you poured. I came up with a messy question and you poured gasoline on it.
You asked me because you called me a liar. You know I wasn't lying. I just told you,
my
scenario.
You had a different reckless
thought. Yeah, I was just like, damn.
All right, Kyle, you could react to his or mine. All right, which one have you thought about more, Tanner or Tank?
Yesterday, the tank won big time.
I'm just privately thinking a lot about Tank. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, guys. I am. Saquon is getting hit behind the line every time. Yeah. Tank comes in, it's 8 yards.
Yeah, Saquon looks really bad.
It does.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we have a running back controversy, but I know when one guy comes in, he runs fast and gets 8 yards, and the other guy...
One guy comes in and he runs fast.
And the other guy falls down. I mean, that's what I'm seeing.
It's that want-to.
I don't know what it is, but I need more yards. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board. All right, coming up, you people, some more phone calls here. Plus, a moment from Saquon's post-game availability that sums up the game quite perfectly yesterday. That's next. Your calls. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. This Thanksgiving, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is introducing a brand new way to build a parlay together. It's called Pass the Leg. Here's how it works. Start a group build, add your pick, then pass it to your friends so they can add theirs. When everyone's done, you can lock in the group parlay with your own funds because football is better when it's played and bet together. To make it even better, everyone gets a 50% prop boost to use on their build. All right, give me in the first game a Jahmyr Gibbs touchdown, and in game number two, let's go with George Pickett. So grab the crew, start your build, and get on the action this Thanksgiving with Pass the Leg. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get started. Play FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sports with the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.